Spring is here, and so are the deals at Dee Dee's Discounts. From trendy outfits to home makeovers, Dee Dee's has all the deals you need. I'm talking everything from sandals and sundresses to spring throw pillows and scented candles. You love a good deal? Get in your bag and get to Dee Dee's Discounts.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Greetings, and God bless you, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has orchestrated this divine appointment for you to watch this video today because our faithful and loving Heavenly Father desires to reveal the incredible ways in which He is calling you to walk alone, even when it may seem challenging or uncomfortable. In this powerful message, we will uncover 10 reasons why God is telling you to walk alone, even if you don't fully understand His plan. Through the illumination of His Word and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you will gain a renewed understanding of how God is shaping you, refining you, and preparing you for the unique purpose He has for your life. As you watch this message, may your heart be filled with a deep sense of trust and surrender, knowing that God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He is the potter, and we are the clay. And He is molding us into vessels that bring glory to His name. Please take a moment to like, write a comment, and turn on the notification bell for our channel, as your support enables us to continue sharing the life-transforming truth of God's Word with those who are seeking to find their identity and purpose in Christ. If you know someone who has been struggling with loneliness or uncertainty about their path, please share this video with them, as it may be the very message that reminds them of God's sovereign plan for their lives. Remember, walking alone is not a punishment or a sign of weakness, but it is an invitation to draw closer to God, to lean on His strength, and to discover the beauty of a life fully surrendered to His will. As you embrace the journey He has set before you, watch as He reveals His faithfulness, His provision, and His love in ways you never thought possible. May the Lord bless you abundantly. May His presence fill you with an unshakable sense of purpose, and may He grant you the courage to walk alone, knowing that He is with you every step of the way, guiding you towards the incredible destiny He has prepared for you. Number 1. When God calls you to walk alone, it's not a punishment, but a profound invitation to deepen your faith and experience His presence in ways you've never imagined. This season of solitude is a sacred opportunity to cultivate divine intimacy, allowing you to hear His voice more clearly than ever before. In the hustle and bustle of daily life, we often miss the subtle whispers of God's voice. But in the quiet moments of walking alone, we can attune our hearts to His guidance. Remember Elijah's experience in 1 Kings 19:11-13? God wasn't in the powerful wind, the earthquake, or the fire. Instead, He spoke in a gentle whisper. This teaches us that sometimes we need to step away from the noise of the world to truly hear what God is saying. As you embark on this solitary journey, think of it as a spiritual retreat. It's a time to shed the distractions that often cloud your judgment and hinder your spiritual growth. In this season, you have the chance to focus solely on your relationship with the Lord, free from the influences and opinions of others. This is your opportunity to develop a more authentic and personal faith, one that isn't swayed by the crowd, but is firmly rooted in your own experiences with God. During this time, you may find yourself wrestling with questions, doubts, and fears. Embrace these moments, for they are part of the refining process. Just as gold is purified by fire, your faith is being strengthened through these challenges. Remember, even Jesus spent 40 days alone in the wilderness before beginning His ministry. This time of isolation prepared Him for the incredible work He was about to do. As you walk this path, take comfort in knowing that you're following in the footsteps of many great biblical figures. Moses spent years in the wilderness before leading the Israelites to freedom. David, while tending his father's sheep, learned to trust God in solitude before becoming king. Paul, after his dramatic conversion, spent time alone in Arabia before beginning his missionary journeys. These periods of isolation were crucial in shaping their character and preparing them for their divine callings. Use this time to dive deep into Scripture, allowing God's Word to speak directly to your heart. Meditate on His promises and let them take root in your soul. Develop a rich prayer life, not just speaking to God, but learning to listen as well. This is your chance to build a foundation of faith so strong that no storm can shake it. Remember, walking alone doesn't mean you're abandoned. On the contrary, it means you're being set apart for a special purpose. God may be preparing you for a new season of ministry, a leadership role, or a unique calling that requires a level of spiritual maturity and intimacy with Him that can only be developed in solitude. As you journey through this season,
spring is here, and so are the deals at Dee Dee's Discounts. From trendy outfits to home makeovers, Dee Dee's has all the deals you need. I'm talking everything from sandals and sundresses to spring throw pillows and scented candles. You love a good deal? Get in your bag and get to Dee Dee's Discounts.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Be encouraged by the words of Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Even in your aloneness, you are never truly alone. God is with you every step of the way, molding you, shaping you, and preparing you for the amazing plans He has for your life. Embrace this season of walking alone. Trust that God is working behind the scenes, orchestrating events and circumstances for your good and His glory. When the time is right, you'll emerge from this period stronger, wiser, and more deeply connected to your Creator than ever before. Your testimony will inspire others, and the intimacy you've developed with God will be a wellspring of strength and guidance for the rest of your life. Number 2. When God leads you to walk alone, it's often a powerful opportunity for character refinement. This solitary journey, while challenging, can be a transformative experience that shapes you into the person He intends you to be. Just as a silversmith carefully heats metal to remove impurities, the Lord uses seasons of isolation to purify our hearts and minds. In these moments of solitude, we're stripped of our usual support systems and distractions. We're left with nothing but our thoughts, our faith, and our relationship with God. This raw, unfiltered state allows us to see ourselves more clearly, our strengths, our weaknesses, and the areas where we need growth. It's in this vulnerability that true change can occur. Consider the biblical example of Joseph. Sold into slavery by his own brothers, falsely accused, and imprisoned in Egypt, Joseph spent years in isolation. Yet it was during this time that his character was refined. He learned patience, forgiveness, and unwavering faith in God's plan. These qualities prepared him for the great responsibility of leading Egypt through famine and ultimately saving his own family. Similarly, your time of walking alone may be God's way of developing essential qualities within you. Perhaps He's cultivating patience as you wait for His timing. Maybe He's teaching you to rely solely on Him for strength rather than leaning on others. Or it could be that He's helping you discover hidden talents and gifts that will be crucial for your future calling. During this refining process, you might feel the heat of trials and tribulations. Remember, though, that this discomfort is purposeful. Just as a blacksmith heats metal to make it malleable, God may be using your challenges to make you more pliable to His will. Each test of faith, each moment of doubt overcome, each lonely night spent in prayer, these are all part of the refining process. As you walk this solitary path, take comfort in knowing that you're never truly alone. God promises in Isaiah 43:2, When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. He is with you every step of the way, guiding you through this refining fire. Use this time to dig deeper into your relationship with God. Without the noise of the world drowning out His voice, you may find it easier to hear His gentle whispers. Study His Word, meditate on His promises, and pour out your heart to Him in prayer. As you do, you'll likely find your faith growing stronger and your character becoming more Christ-like. Remember, too, that this season of walking alone is temporary. God's ultimate goal is not to isolate you permanently, but to prepare you for what lies ahead. The lessons you learn, the strength you gain, and the faith you develop during this time will equip you for future relationships, ministry opportunities, and life challenges. So embrace this solitary journey as a gift from God. Trust that He is working all things together for your good, even when the path seems difficult. Allow Him to refine your character, knowing that on the other side of this process, you'll emerge stronger, purer, and better prepared to fulfill His purpose for your life. Your time of walking alone is not a punishment, but a privilege, a sacred space where God is shaping you into the person He created you to be. Number 3. When God calls us to walk alone, it's often for a profound purpose, to develop spiritual self-reliance. This journey of solitude isn't meant to isolate us, but rather to strengthen our individual faith and deepen our personal relationship with the Lord. In the hustle and bustle of our daily lives, surrounded by friends, family, and fellow believers, it's easy to inadvertently lean on the faith of others instead of nurturing our own. Consider the story of Daniel in the Bible. When taken captive to Babylon, he found himself in a foreign land, surrounded by unfamiliar customs and beliefs. Yet, Daniel remained steadfast in his faith. Even when faced with the threat of death, he continued to pray to God 3 times a day, just as he had always done. This unwavering commitment to his beliefs, even in isolation, exemplifies the kind of spiritual self-reliance God desires for each of us. Walking alone with God allows us to cultivate a faith that is uniquely ours. It's in these solitary moments that we learn to hear God's voice more clearly, without the distractions or influences of others. We begin to understand His Word on a deeper level, not just through the interpretations of pastors or fellow believers, but through our own study and reflection. This season of solitude might feel challenging, even lonely at times. But remember, it's in these moments that God is shaping you, molding your character, and strengthening your spirit. Just as a tree grows stronger when it stands alone, weathering storms and winds, your faith becomes more robust when it's tested in isolation. During this time, you may find yourself facing doubts or questions. Embrace these moments. They're opportunities for growth. Wrestle with these thoughts in prayer. Dive deep into Scripture. And allow the Holy Spirit to guide you to truth. This process of questioning and seeking answers for yourself will lead to a faith that's not just inherited or accepted, but one that's deeply personal and unshakable. As you walk this path alone, remember that you're developing spiritual muscles that will serve you well in the future. You're learning to rely on God's strength rather than human support. This doesn't mean that community isn't important. It absolutely is. But there are seasons when God calls us apart to prepare us for greater things. This journey of spiritual self-reliance is preparing you to stand firm in your convictions, even when faced with opposition or doubt. Like Daniel, who continued to pray despite the king's decree, you're developing a faith that remains steadfast regardless of circumstances. Remember, this season of walking alone is temporary, but its effects will be long-lasting. The faith you're building now will be a source of strength, not just for you, but for others in the future. When you emerge from this time, you'll be equipped to stand strong in your faith, to encourage others, and to face whatever challenges lie ahead. Number 4. When God calls you to walk alone, it's not a punishment or a sign of abandonment. Rather, it's a divine invitation to prepare for your unique purpose. Just as a diamond is formed under intense pressure and solitude, your character is being refined in these moments of isolation. This season of walking alone is God's way of equipping you for the great work He has planned for your life. Consider Moses, a man chosen by God to lead the Israelites out of slavery. Before he could fulfill this monumental task, God led him into the wilderness for 40 years. During this time, Moses wasn't idle. He was tending sheep, learning patience, humility, and leadership skills that would prove invaluable in his future role. This period of solitude was crucial in shaping Moses into the leader God needed him to be. Your journey may feel lonely at times, but rest assured that God is using this season to mold you into the person He's designed you to be. He's instilling in you the wisdom, strength, and faith necessary to carry out His will. Just as a sculptor carefully chisels away at a block of marble to reveal a masterpiece, God is working on you, removing distractions and shaping your character. In these moments of solitude, you have the opportunity to develop a deeper, more intimate relationship with God. Without the noise and opinions of others, you can hear His voice more clearly. This is your chance to study His Word, to pray fervently, and to align your heart with His will. It's in this sacred space that you'll discover the true essence of your calling. Remember, Jesus Himself often withdrew to lonely places to pray and commune with His Father. He understood the value of solitude in maintaining spiritual strength and clarity of purpose. By following His example, you're not just enduring a lonely season, but actively participating in your own spiritual growth and preparation. This time alone also allows you to develop self-reliance and confidence in God's provision. Like David facing Goliath, you're learning to trust in God's power rather than human strength. These lessons will be invaluable when you step into your destiny, facing challenges that require unwavering faith and courage. As you journey through this season, take heart in knowing that you're in good company. Many great biblical figures walked alone for a time before stepping into their calling. Joseph endured years of isolation in prison before becoming a ruler in Egypt. Elijah spent time alone by the brook Cherith before confronting the prophets of Baal. Their stories remind us that solitude often precedes significant breakthroughs and miracles. Your unique purpose may require skills, perspectives, or experiences that can only be gained through this period of walking alone. Embrace this time as a gift, an opportunity to grow in ways you never imagined. Trust that God is orchestrating every detail of your life, including this season of solitude, to prepare you for something greater than you can envision. Remember, you're not truly alone. God is with you every step of the way, guiding you, protecting you, and preparing you. He sees the end from the beginning and knows exactly what you need to fulfill your divine purpose. So take courage, child of God. This season of walking alone is not a detour, but a direct path to your destiny. Your unique purpose awaits, and God is faithfully preparing you to step into it with confidence and grace. Number 5. When God calls you to walk alone, it's often for a profound purpose: to break unhealthy soul ties that may be hindering your spiritual growth. This divine invitation to solitude isn't a punishment, but rather a loving act of guidance from our Heavenly Father. Just as Abraham was called to leave his homeland, you too might be asked to step away from the familiar and embark on a journey of spiritual renewal. In our interconnected world, we often form deep bonds with others. While many of these connections can be spiritually nourishing, some may inadvertently hold us back from fully embracing God's plan for our lives. These unhealthy soul ties can take many forms: relationships that pull us away from our faith, friendships that encourage worldly behaviors, or even seemingly positive connections that simply aren't aligned with God's current purpose for us. The Lord, in His infinite wisdom, recognizes when these ties become stumbling blocks on our path to righteousness. He sees beyond our immediate comfort and desires our ultimate good. By calling us to walk alone, He's providing an opportunity for spiritual cleansing and renewal. This time of solitude allows us to refocus our hearts on Him, to hear His voice more clearly without the distractions of worldly influences. Consider the story of Elijah in 1 Kings 19. After his great victory on Mount Carmel, God led him into the wilderness. It was in this place of isolation that Elijah encountered God in a new and powerful way. Similarly, your season of walking alone might be the very thing you need to experience a deeper, more intimate relationship with the Lord. During this time, you may feel a sense of loss or loneliness, but remember, you're never truly alone when you walk with God. He promises in Deuteronomy 31:6, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." This period of separation from unhealthy ties is an opportunity to strengthen your bond with the Almighty. As you journey through this season, focus on developing your personal relationship with God. Dive deep into His Word, spend extended time in prayer, and listen intently for His guidance. You may find that without the noise of unhealthy influences, His voice becomes clearer and His direction for your life more apparent. Remember, this time of walking alone is not meant to isolate you permanently. Rather, it's a season of preparation. God may be refining you, equipping you for future relationships and ministries that align perfectly with His will for your life. Just as a gardener prunes a tree to promote healthier growth, God may be pruning away relationships that no longer serve His purpose for you. In this season, trust in the Lord's plan. Proverbs 3:5-6 reminds us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." Your path may seem lonely now, but it's leading you to a place of greater spiritual freedom and purpose. Embrace this time of solitude as a gift. Use it to strengthen your faith, to deepen your understanding of God's Word, and to align your heart more closely with His will. As you do, you'll find that walking alone with God is far more fulfilling than walking with others apart from His perfect plan. When the season of solitude ends, you'll emerge stronger, wiser, and more deeply rooted in your faith. The unhealthy soul ties will have been broken, replaced by a stronger connection to your Heavenly Father. And from this place of spiritual strength, God will guide you into new relationships and opportunities that perfectly align with His purpose for your life. So if you feel God calling you to walk alone, step out in faith. Trust His process. Embrace the journey, and look forward to the amazing works He will do in and through you during this special time of spiritual growth and renewal. Number 6. When God calls you to walk alone, it's often to cultivate a holy discontent within your heart. This profound spiritual journey begins with a simple step into solitude, where the noise of the world fades away, and the voice of the Almighty becomes clearer than ever before. As you embark on this path, you'll find that your eyes are opened to the brokenness of the world around you in ways you've never experienced before. Consider the story of Nehemiah, a man who walked alone through the ruins of Jerusalem. In that solitary journey, God planted a seed of discontent in his heart, not a bitter, complaining spirit, but a righteous indignation at the state of God's holy city. This discontent wasn't meant to discourage Nehemiah, but to inspire him to action. It was the fuel that ignited his passion for rebuilding the walls and restoring the city to its former glory. In the same way, your season of walking alone is not a punishment or a sign of God's absence. Rather, it's a sacred time of preparation, where the Lord is shaping your heart and vision for something greater. As you spend time in solitude, you'll begin to see the world through God's eyes. The injustices, the pain, the brokenness, all of these will weigh heavily on your heart, just as they weigh on the heart of our loving Father. This holy discontent is a gift from God, a stirring in your spirit that aligns you with His will. It's the feeling that things are not as they should be, coupled with the conviction that you have a role to play in bringing about change. As you walk alone, you'll find yourself increasingly sensitive to the needs around you. You'll notice the lonely, the marginalized, the hurting, those who often go unseen in our busy world. But this discontent isn't meant to overwhelm you. Instead, It's meant to motivate you, to drive you closer to God's heart and purpose for your life. It's in these moments of solitude that God often reveals his plans, just as he did with Moses on Mount Sinai or Elijah in the cave. Your wilderness experience is actually a training ground, preparing you for the ministry that lies ahead. As you cultivate this holy discontent, you'll find your prayers changing. No longer will you be content with surface-level requests. Instead, you'll find yourself interceding for your community, your nation, and the world at large. You'll begin to pray with the passion of Daniel, who sought God's face for the restoration of his people. This time of walking alone also allows you to develop a deeper dependence on God. When you're stripped of the usual support systems and distractions, you're forced to lean fully on the Lord. This dependence is crucial because the vision God is birthing in you through this holy discontent will require more than human strength to accomplish. So embrace this season of walking alone. Allow God to sharpen your spiritual senses and awaken your heart to the needs around you. Let the holy discontent grow, for it is the soil in which God will plant seeds of vision and purpose. Trust that this time of preparation, though challenging, is shaping you into a powerful instrument in God's hands. As you continue to walk this path, remember the words of the prophet Micah. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Your solitary walk is teaching you to do just that, to see injustice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. From this place of holy discontent, God will launch you into a ministry that will bring his light to the darkest corners of our world. Number 7. When God calls you to walk alone, it's a divine invitation to experience his all-sufficiency in ways you've never known before. This season of solitude is a precious gift, carefully crafted by the Creator of the universe to draw you into a deeper, more intimate relationship with him. Throughout Scripture, we see countless examples of faithful servants who encountered God in profound ways during times of isolation. Consider Paul, the great apostle, who found himself imprisoned multiple times throughout his ministry. In those dark, lonely cells, stripped of human companionship and earthly comforts, Paul discovered a truth that would transform his life and ministry. God alone is enough. In his letter to the Corinthians, Paul shares this powerful revelation. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." This truth, born out of Paul's seasons of solitude, became the cornerstone of his unwavering faith and unshakable joy, even in the face of tremendous adversity. When God calls you to walk alone, he's inviting you to experience this same transformative truth. In the absence of human relationships and worldly distractions, you'll find yourself face to face with the one who knows you intimately and loves you unconditionally. This sacred space of solitude becomes a training ground for your faith, where you learn to lean on God's strength rather than your own or that of others. As you journey through this season, you'll discover that God's sufficiency extends to every area of your life. He becomes your comforter when loneliness threatens to overwhelm you, your counselor when you face difficult decisions, and your strength when you feel weak. You'll learn to hear his voice more clearly, discerning his gentle whispers amidst the silence that once felt so daunting. This time of walking alone also allows you to develop a deeper appreciation for God's character. You'll experience firsthand his faithfulness as he provides for your every need, his wisdom as he guides your steps, and his love as he tenderly cares for your heart. Each day becomes an opportunity to witness God's sufficiency in action, building your faith and trust in him. As you lean into God's all-sufficiency, you'll find a peace and contentment that surpasses all understanding. You'll discover that in Christ, you truly have everything you need. This realization will free you from the constant pursuit of earthly satisfaction and allow you to rest in the completeness found only in him. So take heart, dear believer. Your season of walking alone is a testament to God's love for you and His desire to draw you closer to Himself. Trust in His perfect timing and His good plans for your life. As you surrender to this journey, you'll emerge stronger, wiser, and more deeply rooted in your faith than ever before, ready to testify to the world that God alone is truly enough. Number 8. When God calls us to walk alone, it's often for a profound purpose, to develop our spiritual ears and eyes. This solitary journey can be a transformative experience, opening up new dimensions of our relationship with the divine. In the quietness of isolation, we find ourselves more attuned to the subtle whispers of the Holy Spirit. The cacophony of everyday life fades away, and we're left with a stillness that allows us to hear God's voice more clearly. This is reminiscent of Elijah's experience on Mount Horeb, where he encountered God not in the wind, earthquake, or fire, but in a gentle whisper. As we walk this path alone, our spiritual senses are heightened. We begin to see God's handiwork in places we might have overlooked before. The intricate details of a flower, the majesty of a sunset, or the miracle of life itself become vivid reminders of God's creative power and love. We start to recognize His presence in the everyday moments of our lives, not just in grand, miraculous events. This solitary season can be likened to John's exile on the island of Patmos. It was in this isolation that John received the profound visions recorded in the book of Revelation. Similarly, your time of walking alone might be God's way of preparing you to receive deep spiritual insights and revelations. In this solitude, we often find ourselves diving deeper into Scripture. Words we've read countless times before suddenly come alive with new meaning. We begin to see connections between different parts of the Bible, understanding God's overarching narrative in a more comprehensive way. This deepened understanding of God's Word equips us to discern His will more clearly in our lives. As our spiritual senses sharpen, we may start to recognize God's guidance in unexpected ways. A chance encounter, a random thought, or even a dream might become a vehicle for divine direction. We learn to pay attention to these subtle nudges, trusting that God is constantly communicating with us, even in ways we might not have noticed before. This heightened spiritual awareness also extends to our perception of the world around us. We begin to see beyond the physical realm, recognizing the spiritual battles being fought and the divine appointments being orchestrated. We become more sensitive to the needs of others, often perceiving hurts or struggles that aren't openly expressed. Walking alone with God also provides an opportunity to develop a more intimate prayer life. In the absence of others to lean on, we learn to pour out our hearts to God more fully. Our prayers become less about reciting memorized phrases and more about honest, heartfelt communication with our Heavenly Father. Remember, this season of walking alone is not a punishment, but a privilege. It's an invitation to draw closer to God, to see Him more clearly, and to hear His voice more distinctly. Embrace this time, knowing that God is using it to shape you into the person He's calling you to be. Your spiritual eyes and ears are being fine-tuned, preparing you for the great things God has in store for your future. Number 9. When God leads you into a season of walking alone, it's often because He's preparing you for a greater purpose. To prepare for a season of influence, the Almighty sometimes orchestrates periods of solitude in our lives. These moments of isolation, though challenging, are not punishments, but rather divine appointments designed to shape us into vessels fit for His use. Consider the life of Jesus Christ, our ultimate example. Before embarking on His public ministry, He spent 40 days alone in the wilderness. This time of solitude and testing wasn't just a trial. It was preparation for the world-changing ministry that lay ahead. Similarly, your current experience of loneliness might be God's training ground, equipping you with the wisdom, strength, and character needed for a coming season of tremendous impact. In these quiet moments, free from the distractions of constant companionship, we have the opportunity to deepen our relationship with God. It's in the stillness that we can hear His voice more clearly, understand His will more deeply, and align our hearts more fully with His purposes. This intimate communion with the Father becomes the wellspring from which future ministry will flow. During this season, God often imparts specific wisdom and insights that will be invaluable in our future roles. Like Joseph in prison or Moses in the desert, what seems like wasted time is actually an intensive period of divine education. The lessons learned in solitude become the foundation for the ministry that lies ahead. This time alone also develops in us a deeper empathy for others. As we experience loneliness and learn to find comfort in God alone, we become better equipped to minister to others who are hurting or isolated. Our own journey through the valley enables us to guide others with genuine understanding and compassion. Remember, dear believer, that God's ways are higher than our ways. What feels like isolation now may be the very thing that positions you for a broader platform of ministry in the future. Just as a seed must be buried alone in the dark earth before it can sprout and bear fruit, so too must we sometimes endure seasons of obscurity before emerging into our full potential. So take heart. Your current loneliness is not a punishment or a sign of God's absence. On the contrary, it's evidence of His loving preparation. He sees the leader, the minister, the world changer He's crafting you to be. Every moment of solitude is a brushstroke in the masterpiece He's creating, a life of profound influence and impact for His kingdom. Embrace this season with faith and expectancy. Use this time to draw near to God, to study His word, to listen for His voice. Allow Him to refine your character, to heal old wounds, to instill in you the wisdom and discernment you'll need for the journey ahead. For when the time comes, and it will come, you'll step into your calling with a depth of spiritual maturity and a wealth of God-given insight that can only come from these precious moments of walking alone with Him. Number 10. When God calls you to walk alone, it's a profound invitation to grow in faith and surrender. This sacred solitude strips away the distractions of everyday life, allowing you to focus solely on your relationship with the divine. As you journey through this season of aloneness, you're being molded into a vessel of greater purpose, learning to rely entirely on God's strength rather than your own. The art of sacred surrender is a challenging but transformative lesson. In the quiet moments of solitude, you begin to recognize the illusion of control you've clung to for so long. Just as Jesus retreated to pray alone, seeking alignment with the Father's will, you too are being called to this deeper level of trust and submission. Remember Christ's prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Not my will, but yours be done." These words echo through time, reminding us that true strength lies not in asserting our own desires, but in yielding to God's perfect plan. As you walk this solitary path, you're learning to echo this prayer in your own life, surrendering your hopes, dreams, and fears to the one who holds all things in His hands. This season of aloneness may feel uncomfortable, even painful at times. You might question why God has set you apart, why familiar relationships and comforts seem distant. But take heart, for in this wilderness, God is doing a mighty work within you. He's teaching you to find your worth and identity in Him alone, not in the approval or companionship of others. As you learn to surrender, you'll discover a profound peace that surpasses all understanding. The worries that once consumed you begin to fade as you place your trust fully in God's capable hands. You'll find yourself saying, "Lord, I don't know the path ahead, but I trust that You do. Guide my steps, for I surrender all to You." This journey of surrender will transform your prayer life. No longer will you approach God with a list of demands, but with open hands and an open heart, ready to receive whatever He has for you. You'll learn to pray, "Lord, align my will with Yours. Show me Your ways. Teach me Your paths." In this solitude, God is also teaching you discernment. Without the noise of others' opinions, you can more clearly hear His voice. You're learning to distinguish between your own desires and God's gentle promptings, a skill that will serve you well throughout your spiritual journey. As you continue to walk this path, hold fast to the promise in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Your future is secure in God's hands, even when the path seems uncertain. Embrace this season of sacred surrender. Allow God to strip away your self-reliance and replace it with complete dependence on Him. Trust that as you yield your will to His, He is shaping you into the person He created you to be. This journey of surrender is not easy, but it is worth it. For in losing yourself, you will find true life in Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, now seeking wisdom, guidance, and clarity. There are times in our lives when you call us to walk alone, to step out in faith on a solitary path, even when it feels uncomfortable or isolating. Give us the courage to heed your voice in these moments. When you tell us to walk alone, help us trust that you are leading the way. Remind us that even when we feel alone, you are always by our side. Your presence goes with us. Walking alone does not mean we are abandoned or unloved. It simply means you have a unique path for each of us. A journey that will shape us, refine us, and bring us closer to you. Give us the strength to embrace the path you lay out before us, even when it diverges from the crowd. In the moments we feel most alone, draw near to us. Whisper your love and encouragement to our hearts. Bolster our faith and give us the perseverance to keep putting one foot in front of the other, even when the terrain gets rocky. Ultimately, we know that walking alone is temporary. You are always our constant companion, and you will place the right people alongside us at the right time. But in the stretches of solitude, help us to lean into you, to find our worth, our purpose, and our identity in you alone. Thank you that your ways are higher than our ways, that when you call us to walk alone, it is always for our good and your glory. Help us to trust your leading, even when we cannot see the destination. It's in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Dear beloved friends, as we conclude this message, I pray that you are filled with a renewed sense of purpose, strength, and trust in God's plan for your life. Throughout this message, we have explored the profound reasons why God may be calling you to a season of walking alone. As you embark on this journey of walking alone with God, remember that you are never truly alone. The Lord Himself is your constant companion, your source of wisdom, and your unshakable foundation. He will never leave you nor forsake you, and He will provide you with the grace and courage you need to overcome any obstacle that comes your way. Embrace this time of solitude as a precious gift from God, a sacred space where you can deepen your relationship with Him and discover the unique calling He has placed upon your life. Trust that He is shaping you, refining you, and preparing you for the incredible plans He has in store. Take heart, dear friends, knowing that as you walk alone with God, you are walking towards a future filled with hope, purpose, and abundant blessings. May you find joy in His presence, peace in His promises, and strength in His love. Thank you for joining me in this message. May you continue to seek God's guidance and trust in His perfect timing as you walk alone with Him. Remember, you are cherished, you are chosen, and you are destined for greatness in Christ. God bless you, my beloved friends, and may you always find comfort and courage in the knowledge that God is with you every step of the way, now and forevermore. Amen.